Merry Christmas. It's great to have you all here. Welcome to St. John Lutheran Church and Christian Preschool. I'm so happy that we can celebrate the birth of Christ tonight. A couple of weeks ago, we had our Sunday school Christmas program with all the kids in their biblical costumes, walking around the church and getting ready for the program. And as a group of shepherds walked by me, they kind of went by. One of them turned and looked at me and said, "What's up?" Which was kind of surreal coming from a shepherd, right? But, you know, the more I thought about it, the more I realized that, yeah, it's probably true to who they were. I mean, the shepherding, that wasn't an old person's job. That was for, you know, someone who could sleep outside and do hard work and is willing to get low pay, right? The shepherds were probably young laborers who spoke the slang of their generation. And then I imagine the angel of the Lord appearing to the shepherds and saying, "What's up?" You know, every generation puts this story into their own language and into their own culture. But no matter what generation, the message of God's love for all people is the same. So take a moment in that joy, stand, greet the people around you, and say to them, "What's up?" And you can remain standing as we sing our first hymn, number 283, verses 1 and 3. Please pray with me the prayer printed in the bulletin. Almighty God, you made this holy night shine with the brightness of the true light. Grant that here on earth we may walk in the light of Jesus' presence and in the last day wake to the brightness of his glory. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. And you may be seated for the scripture reading.
Isaiah chapter 9, verses 2 and 6 through 7. The people who walked in the darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. His authority shall grow continually, and there shall be endless peace for the throne of David and his kingdom. We will establish and uphold it with justice and righteousness. From this time onwards and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will do this.
I'd like to invite the kids to come forward for the children's message. And as they do, let's sing the first verse of O Come Little Children. It's printed in the bulletin. Hi, guys. How are you? Good. Raise your hand if you're excited about Christmas. Woohoo! All right. Raise your hand if you're excited about presents. All right. It's unanimous. Has anybody gotten a present yet? Wow, a lot of you did. What'd you get?
A video game.
Cool.
Wireless headphones.
Ooh, nice.
Same as Blake.
Video the game. Same? You had to share a present?
No.
Oh, okay. Do that.
The gift of life.
The gift of life. There is a deep thinker right there.
Socks and deodorant.
Socks and deodorant. Life is good.
I got this purse that I have.
Oh, that's great. That goes with your nice plaid dress.
Harmonica.
A harmonica. Nice.
RC snowmobile.
A snowmobile?
Yep.
Wow. Cool.
Books.
I said, didn't hear you.
Books.
Books. Yes. Oh, another one. Of course, there's always one. Way down here. You have to come closer.
Patmos Bow.
Wow. Good. Congratulations. All right. So, I got the best gift. Okay. So, really like Star Wars, and I got a Star Wars Starfighter for Christmas. It's right here in this bag. Well, it's not life size. I mean, it's a small one. You want to see it?
Yeah.
All right, here it is. Some assembly required, okay? But I don't know, once I get it all put together, it's going to take me a while, right? But once I get it all put together, it's going to be awesome, right? Yeah. Right? Yeah. So even though it's going to take some time, that's all right. You know, I got some other presents that I need to open yet. Do you mind? Can I just open those now? Will you help me with those? All right. Thank you. You're very kind. Okay. Let's see. What did I get for Christmas? Let's see what's in here. Oh. An egg. That's weird. Huh, I wonder why somebody gave me an egg. All right, well, and sugar? Have you ever gotten sugar for... No, I don't think you need it. Have you ever gotten sugar for Christmas? Butter? And flour? What? Why would somebody give me butter and sugar, flour? You're right. cookies. All I have to do is put it together. It's cookies with some assembly required. But once I put the time in and put it all together, it's going to be awesome. All right. Whew. Thanks for helping me figure that out. You guys are really smart. Okay. Ooh-hoo. Should I do the big one?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I think I'll just do it later.
No.
All right. Okay. What's in the big one? Huh. Huh. Kind of a big bag for a scarf. Oh, there's more in here. Oh, wait. Look. Oh, that's weird. Sticks.
Yes.
What am I going to do with those? Sticks. Sticks. Let's see. Huh. And there's a hat in here. I wonder what it could be. Huh. And some buttons. You think? And a carrot. Do you think it's maybe a... But you know what? There's no snow. Oh, wait. Look. Here's the snow. It's going to take some time to put it together, though. But once I do, it will be great. But you know, it's a good thing that snowmen come unassembled, right? Can you imagine if snowmen came already assembled? Look out! Dodge that one. It's a good thing, right? The best gifts need to be put together, and they take some time. For example, what's the best gift of Christmas?
Life.
Life, right? But in church, for the children's sermon, when we give the church answer, what's the best gift of Christmas? Jesus, right, very good. But even the baby Jesus came with some assembly required, right? He was just a little baby, and we didn't fully get our gift until he grew up, like all the parts got put together and all the cells and everything, and he was all grown up, and that's when we got our full gift. And you want to know what the gift is? Come back on Easter, and I'll tell you. Okay? Okay, I'll tell you now. So the thing is, that little baby got fully assembled and grew into a man, and then they put him on a cross, and he was broken, and he died, and they put him in a tomb, and then God put him all back together again, and he lived again, and that means that we get to live again when we die too. That's a great gift, isn't it? It's the best gift ever. So today, I'm going to give each of you a little bag of treats. Called Snowmen Come Unassembled. It looked like that. First of all, as a reminder, to be thankful that snowmen come unassembled, okay? But also to remember that the best gift of Christmas is the baby who got all put together over time to give us the gift. Okay, everybody, let's bow our heads, fold our hands, whole congregation, repeat after me. Thank you, God. For all my presents, especially Jesus.
Especially Jesus.
Amen. Thanks, guys, for coming up. Now, if you go see Susan and Linda right there, they will give you your treat. And while they're doing that, let's sing O Come Little Children one more time.
Thank you.
when me and Mary were trekking through occupied Israel on our way to home sweet home, Bethlehem. And
I was ready to have a baby, and Joseph forgets to book it in. Seriously?
After the first five events we went to, Mary was getting a wee bit cranky. You know what I mean. Blah, 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 blah.
He could have at least tried to book us a decent room. His excuse was, the pigeon store was out of next day pigeons. Of course, he waited till the day we left for Bethlehem.
Are we still not past this?
She had the unhappiest expression I have ever seen. And her desperate husband was pleading for a place to stay.
It was like the 12th inn we went to, and I was pretty sure Mary was about to totally flip.
Well, I may have cried just a little bit.
She lost it. But what was I supposed to do? I kind of started to wonder why we couldn't get an inn, considering that God was kind of involved with this whole thing.
We had to stay in a barn with animals.
Well, what can I say? Only the best for my family.
I was out with a few of my shepherd buddies, just, you know, talking politics, when out of the sky came voices and bright lights.
Whole swarm of angelic beings flitting across the sky above. Not to mention the sweetest music you ever darn hear was filling the whole world. We fell to our knees in awe.
We do sing very well. We've been practicing since like forever ago.
Then a bright, shiny angel told us to go see a newborn baby wrapped in swaddling clothes. This wasn't just any baby. This was a God baby.
Forget the sheep. I wasn't about to skip on what the angels came down to tell us.
It was absolutely beautiful, seeing common shepherds acting so noble. It was like you could hear angelics singing in the air.
La 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 la.
And then a little drummer boy appeared.
Well, I want to play for Jesus, but you know how sensitive tiny cute baby ears are.
Then some kids from the Far East showed up with some pretty nice gifts. And they worshiped Jesus too.
It took us months and months to travel here. But I would have traveled a lifetime to behold the Savior of mankind.
Wait, what baby? You say he's a king? This baby boy was to be my son. And I could already see how extraordinary he was.
The next several years went by and Jesus grew and, well, you know the rest. I've hid that night away within my heart and it's given me joy my entire life.
Glory to God in the highest.
Peace on earth.
Goodwill towards man.
Emmanuel.
God with us.
Son of God.
Jesus.
And let's sing hymn 279 in the hymnal.
Thank you. Hi, my name's Tommy.
And I'm Eddie.
We're the Skit Guys with a very special Christmas message for you.
For centuries, Christmas was celebrated not as a single day, but as a whole season beginning on December 24th, Christmas Eve. I mean, it was a day celebrated with feasting and dancing and storytelling, and of course, candles lit to reflect the coming of the birth of Christ.
Mm. However, lighting that Christmas Eve candle can be a real booger.
No, we don't say boogers in church.
No, you just did.
I know I repeated you. I was just saying, everybody knows how to light a Christmas Eve candle.
Well, not if they're like me. But that's not a problem anymore. Because with another candle and Santa's little helper, it's no problem.
Therefore, because of science, the candle will light.
No.
Okay, this one's ground. No, this one's ground. No. No, it doesn't matter. Let's do it.
Look, we need a flame, and it's called a flame thrower.
No. Have you ever lit a match before?
No, I'm sorry. I live in a house. We have this thing called electricity. We no longer chase ogres with torches.
Be still. Be still.
I feel really bad. I'm sorry.
It's okay. I mean, it is the season of forgiveness. I mean, it is Christmas!
Using the lit candle, slowly unite the wicks until the flame transfers.
Thank you, Jacob Marley. And that is how you light a Christmas candle. Merry Christmas, from our house to yours.
You need to stop, drop, and roll.
You need to quit telling me what to do.
You need to stop, drop, and roll.
You need to quit being a Christmas killjoy. It's what you need.
What? No! No!
You know, sometimes the light goes on, and sometimes it doesn't. So, when I was in college, my best friend was Rod. He was the one on the right there, just a couple of economy studs hanging out at the hardware store. I'm pretty sure it would be free now. But Rod and I both went to college and then seminary, and then we became pastors. And Rod ended up in Wisconsin, and I ended up in Nebraska to start out with. And so I went to visit Rod one time. I flew into the Milwaukee airport early in the morning. He picked me up. Neither one of us had had breakfast. And so along the way on Interstate 94 on the way to Madison, we stopped at the Pine Cone restaurant. Anybody eating at the Pine Cone? Okay, good. I can pretty much say whatever I want. Shh. So we went to the Pine Cone restaurant and had a great meal. And as we left, we turned out on Interstate 94, headed towards Madison. And after about 15 minutes of just talking to each other, all of a sudden I saw a sign that said the Pine Cone restaurant just ahead. And I turned to Rod and I said, "You went the wrong direction. You went the wrong way on the interstate. We're headed back to the Pine Cone." And he started laughing. And I said, "What's so funny?" And he said, "Well, there's another Pine Cone in Madison." And I said, "Well, I didn't know that. I thought that you had turned the wrong way on the interstate, and now we're headed back to the Pine Cone." And then he just lost it. Like, he couldn't even talk. And finally, when he could breathe again and speak again, he said to me, "Unless we drove through a wormhole in time and space, any direction we go from the Pine Cone is away from the Pine Cone. There is no way we could be headed back to the same restaurant." And all of a sudden, the light came on. And I was like, "Oh, yeah, that's right." And he has never let me forget about it, ever. Every time we get together, he always manages to bring up, some way of saying, "You're going the wrong way." But now I have something on Rod. See, Rod is in Denver, Colorado now, serving a church there. And 2 weeks ago, he went to the Xfinity store to replace a cable box that wasn't working correctly. And as he walked in, a young salesperson came up to him. Rod said that she came up very quickly, and she was very friendly. And so he thought, "Oh, it's someone from the church." And so he gave her that awkward side hug. And he said, "How are you?" And she said, "I'm doing well. How can I help you?" And so he started to tell her about the cable box. And as he was talking to her, he realized, "I don't know her. I've never met her in my life." And the rest of the day, he wondered, was she telling everybody about the really friendly or the really creepy guy who came into work that day? You know what? Sometimes we get confused. Sometimes we don't get it. Sometimes it just doesn't click. Like, especially at Christmas time. Some things just are hard to explain. Like, why is it, after all of these years, one of the top Christmas gifts is still Crocs? I don't get it, right? I mean, I've just never really been interested in rubber clogs. I mean, it's just, I know everybody says, oh, they're the most comfortable shoe I've ever worn. Yeah, I don't know. Even if Post Malone does wear them, don't worry, I had to Google it too. Even if famous people wear them, I don't know, I just wasn't into it. And then, after I had written this into my Christmas Eve sermon yesterday, a surprise package came for me, and guess what was inside? My very first pair of Crocs. A surprise gift from a family member. And I was like, all right, well, I have to at least try them on. And I tried them on, and I was like, these feel pretty good. Didn't take them off the rest of the day, and I have to say, they are the most comfortable shoes I have ever worn. People are right. They're right. But what I still don't get, what I still don't understand, are bean boots. Leather and rubber boots made by L.L. Bean got hugely popular a few years ago. I mean, the people at L.L. Bean, they had to add another shift. They had to hire another 100 employees just to fulfill all the orders that they needed to get through Christmas. Why? Well, it's the same reason why everywhere you look, you see buffalo plaid these days. That's our Christmas card photo, by the way. It's because a few years ago, actually probably more than a few years ago, there was a new fashion trend that started that was dubbed lumberjack chic. Seriously? This is a thing? I have been lumberjack chic forever. Okay? My whole life I've been lumberjack. I see elbowing your husband there, yeah. So it's like, you know, it's just hard to explain, but L.L. Bean, the folks there, they just scratched their head and said, well, we don't get it, but Merry Christmas. You know, there are a lot of things that we don't understand about Christmas, and maybe even the church thing is a little hard to understand. I mean, you come and you sing the songs, and you enjoy singing the songs and lighting the candles and just being here. It's fun, but yet, you know, part of it's like, well, I just don't get it. I mean, it's a story, but there are lots of stories in the world, and it's about a religion, but there are lots of religions in the world, and it's about a baby that grew up to do great things, but a lot of babies have grown up to do great things. What's so special about this one? But maybe that's the point. Maybe that's the point, that God comes to us even though we don't get it. I mean, did Mary and Joseph really understand what was going on that night when Christ was born, how it would change the world? Did the shepherds really understand why they were going to see this child in Bethlehem, or did they just go because the angel told them to go? Did anybody in the Christmas story really understand how this baby was going to change the world, that 2,000 years later, people would be filling churches on December 24th to hear the story again? Did they understand? I don't think so. And maybe that's part of the point. And maybe you don't get it either tonight. And maybe you're here because somebody told you you had to go. Well, you might understand Christmas better than you think. Because it's not just about a story. It's not just about a religion. It's not just about a baby. It's about a God who loves us so much that God came to be with us even though we don't get it.
My mama told me something when I was growing up that has forever changed my life. She played the piano at our little church at 3rd and Pine Street for 37 years. She tried to teach me to play the piano, but I wasn't very good. She would teach me the names of the notes, what a major key is, what a minor key is. She tried to teach me musical theory, but I was just bored. Then, one day, she told me that the best news in the world is found by playing a simple scale on the piano. I had no idea what she meant, so she told me to play an 8-note scale. So I did. I said, "How is that good news?" And she said I played it incorrectly and that I needed to play it the other way. So I did. Again, I said, how is that good news? And she said, I played it the right way, but I needed to add the pauses. The pauses? She said, the pauses. Add them on the first, second, fourth, sixth, seventh, and last note. Now, I was frustrated and said, how can 8 notes with random pauses be the best news in the world? Then I got up, walked away, and went outside. Frankly, I didn't care what she was talking about. I didn't like playing the piano anyway. Well, years later, my mama got sick and passed away. As I was thinking about her, I remembered what she told me about the piano. Not only that, I still remember the notes she told me to pause. The first, second, fourth, sixth, seventh, and last note. So I sat down at her piano and played the scale with the pauses. And that's when I realized the good news she was talking about.
You never know. You never know when the light's going to go on, when things are going to click. Maybe that hasn't happened yet for you. That's okay. Christmas isn't really about understanding God's big love. It's about experiencing it. Christmas is like an unexpected hug. Christmas is like discovering you're not as lost as you thought you were. It's like getting a gift you didn't know you needed. It's like finding out you're cooler than you realized. Christmas is like holding a baby who just loves you. A baby who, for some unknown reason, just adores you. Christmas is about allowing yourself to experience that you are loved. Even though you don't understand why, you just are. And that's enough. Merry Christmas. Amen.
Thank you.
And we'll continue with the offering as we sing hymn 289. Let's stand. So that little baby was put together and grew into a man, and he gathered together with his disciples for the Last Supper. And on that night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." And we pray together the prayer he taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Everybody's invited to come and receive the body and blood of Christ in this meal of love. Anybody who's not communing tonight is welcome to come forward to receive a blessing. We have both wine and grape juice. The grape juice is white and in the center of the tray of cups. Gluten-free wafers are available at all three stations. Everybody is welcome. The food of God for the people of God. Come, for all is ready. And you may be seated.
Thank you.
May the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. All right, it's time to pull out those candles, glow sticks. I invite the ushers to come up, and we are going to, I will light my candle off of the Christ candle, and then they will spread that light throughout the congregation. Remember what you learned from Tommy and Eddie. If you are able, I invite you to stand as we sing all three verses of Silent Night.
Thank you.
face shine with the light of the Father's love. May your spirit rejoice in the gift of the Son's salvation. May your heart be still with the Spirit's peace. Amen. Go in peace, share the good news. Thanks be to God. And we sing Joy to the World, verses 1 and 4, hymn 267. Once again, go in peace, share the good news. Thanks be to God.